KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy with some areas of fog. It's 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered light rain today and a high of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Western Iowa news, a county-owned hospital has released to the public how much it paid the husband of a woman whose death was blamed on a botched colonoscopy. Settlement documents released by Crawford County Memorial Hospital show it and its insurer paid $500,000 to Eugene Christensen, whose wife Carol died in November of 2014 after her colon was accidentally torn. The hospital had refused to release the settlement documents, saying the money was deposited into an estate account that was sealed by a judge. State law bars government agencies from entering into secret settlements of lawsuits. The Carroll Daily Times Herald and the Iowa Freedom of Information Council took the matter to court. On Friday, a judge ordered the hospital to disclose the settlement publicly. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer has released his report on recent arrests. On Monday, 44-year-old Vernon Dwayne Richardson of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse, interference with official acts, and disorderly conduct. Richardson was arrested by the Mills County Sheriff's Office on an Audubon Police Department warrant. He was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate on a promise to appear. On Sunday, 36-year-old Angela Marie Serta of Audubon was arrested by Audubon police for theft in the third degree. Serta was transported to the Audubon County Jail and released by the magistrate on a promise to appear. And back on February 17th, 35-year-old Amanda Lynn Thompson of Audubon was arrested for driving under suspension. Thompson was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released on bond. A Red Oak man was arrested this morning on an assault charge. Police say 36-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt was taken into custody at around 3:18 a.m. in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue in Red Oak. Reinhardt was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on a charge of domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. A traffic stop Monday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a woman on multiple charges. 28-year-old Trisha Mitchell of Lenox was placed under arrest at around 7:30 p.m. for OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, carrying weapons, and an unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Her bond at the Adams County Jail was set at $5,300. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Cass County man was arrested Friday night on an assault charge following an incident at the Oakland Casey's store. Officials say at around 11:20 p.m., 20-year-old man from Avoca called to report that 19-year-old Charles James Adams of Atlantic had allegedly punched him in the face and left the area in a white car. The vehicle, a Chevy Lumina, was located a short time later north of the store. After a traffic stop was conducted, Adams was taken into custody on a charge of serious assault. An Atlantic man was arrested early Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County for violation of a no-contact order issued out of Cass County. 18-year-old Shea Joseph Cardell was taken into custody at around 11:15 p.m. following a traffic stop for having an unreadable license plate. A records check indicated Cardell had a valid protection order in place for a juvenile who was in the front seat with him. And an Oakland woman was arrested on a drug charge a little after 2 a.m. Saturday following a traffic stop for speeding and other moving violations on Highway 6 near 345th Street in Pott County. 19-year-old Nicole Page Myers was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, that being a metal grinder and a purple glass smoking pipe. A woman from California was arrested on drug charges Sunday afternoon after Pottawatomie County deputies were called to the outside concessions area at the Trainer High School baseball fields in response to a woman who seemed distraught. The woman said she was visiting the area and had some marital issues. An investigation determined 25-year-old Casey Marie Patterson of Lancaster, California, had in her possession a small plastic bottle containing a little more than a half a gram of marijuana and a large glass smoking pipe. Patterson was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. In our funeral announcements, Leroy Allen Bubke, age 74 of Harlan, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Leroy Bubke will be today at 11 o'clock at the Morgan Township Cemetery in Schleswig. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Edward Stedman, age 76 of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Edward Stedman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Garnet Reynolds, age 87 of Panora, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Garnet Reynolds will be today at 3 o'clock at the Panora First Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Joyce Henry, age 79, of Oakland, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Joyce Henry will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Karen Jarvis, age 60, of Waukee, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Karen Jarvis will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with a luncheon immediately to follow at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.